It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there, Switzerland, peut-être? I don't know. Hello, Mirella. How are you?
Hello, Jill. Yes, very well, thank you. Yes, from Switzerland, but just back from Cologne in Germany. And Germany happens to be our first topic today. It is about the very surprising news that humans and monkeys have been used in some test trials for the car industry. So we have to be a little bit more precise here. It's about an institution that is called EUGT. This institution is funded by BMW, Daimler, who is also the manufacturer of Mercedes-Benz, and Volkswagen, the famous one. It seems that some tests have been done on humans and monkeys, and that they have had to breathe in diesel exhaust fumes. This came as a total surprise because after the huge scandal that hit Volkswagen last year about the diesel, the famous Dieselgate, and the softwares that were manipulated in order to give some data that was were positive, and for all these cars that have been distributed everywhere, inclusive including on the US market. So it seems that now it's the second round, and it was about proving that these cars are actually advanced enough to not damage the health of humans. So there is a major difference between humans and monkeys, and it's the fact, of course, that humans are volunteers, and monkeys are obviously not asked if they want to take part of such a an experiment. Though I think it's important to underline the fact that those volunteers are paid very little. I read some figures around $10-$11 per hour. That also means that mostly people who sign in for such experiments are usually people who need urgently money, even if it's little money. And this is ethically also a problem. While contractually they give, you know, they agreed to it, it is ethically questionable if it's right to use humans for tests that are supposedly not dangerous. But in all honesty, such experiments would not be necessary if there would not be the even slightest possibility that it is actually dangerous. So there are many levels where things are really very problematic, and I believe that in Germany that came out really like a big surprise, because what happened with the Dieselgate was meant to be also like a big warning, with people having to step down and many, many lawsuits. And so the feeling is a little bit, instead of trying to now improve after such a bad experience, one would try to cheat even further, damaging basically the health of humans and mostly monkeys, who were literally locked in chambers, according to certain newspapers, and exposed to diesel exhaust. And that seems obviously very cruel to anybody who would hear the story, without having all the background. That being said, I think it's important to note that while this is an example that is very shocking, because one cannot avoid imagining those monkeys in those rooms, watching TV and breathing in diesel exhaust, making experiments on humans, for example, is nothing new, and pharmaceutical industries do that all the time. And this is exactly the same procedure. One gets volunteers, so it is legally correct. But obviously, when one tries new medication, there is always the possibility that this is going to be damaging. And again, it's maybe not as spectacular as thinking of a monkey in such a situation who didn't agree to it, but it is the same procedure. It's about basically testing on animals or testing on humans. And this is maybe also a field where one would have to be more careful, because it is, after all, about the health of people that might need money, but certainly don't need health problems. So that is for Germany. And we jump now to Spain, with Catalonia. Jill, we spoke about that many times during our conversations, because of the desire of people in Catalonia to be independent from Spain. As we all know, they also now have the majority in the parliament. And the idea was to make Puigdemont come back from Belgium, where he's still living, waiting for the possibility to come back to his country. This possibility seems to be a very remote one, because while the people in Catalonia and in the parliament would like to elect him as their legal leader, Spain is strictly against it and continue to say that if he should ever come back to Catalonia, he would have first to answer to the Spanish justice and be arrested for what happened in Catalonia. So the other possibility that was mentioned was for him to lead that region through media like Skype, like video tapes, etc. But that presents a few issues as well, because first of all, nobody is really sure that this is constitutional, so that would be to be defined. And secondly, many people are also concerned that it would be really impossible or at least very difficult to lead a region over a Skype session. So it's going to be actually very interesting to see how Spain and Catalonia are going to deal with this problem, because the relationship that is quite bad at the moment between the two of them also depends on the goodwill of both parties in the future.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.